Self-dignity is the invisible foundation of health. Here's how to build it. A patient of mine, let's call her Letitia, knew something had shifted when tired became her permanent state. She started skipping the Latin dance classes that once lit up her once-a-week schedule, and her weekend hikes with friends were too exhausting to even consider anymore. When she finally came to see me as her clinician, she was in her early 40s, expecting the usual nutrition prescription, another diet plan, maybe some supplements, or a gym membership. Instead, she was handed permission to rebuild her joy. Her prescription wasn't built around calorie counting or workout schedules, but rather around time to care for herself at a deeper level, returning to the group dance classes that fueled her soul and the social hikes with friends that helped her unwind. To make that possible on weekends, she set firm work cutoff times during the week so her evenings could be used for cooking, real rest, and staying off her phone for at least an hour before bed. Her transformation came slowly. Over 6 weeks, Letitia began to reclaim the activities, relationships, and rituals that made her feel like herself. Her exhaustion had been more than physical depletion. It was what happens when you live disconnected from what matters most to you. Each small act she followed through with felt less like a health chore and more like a clear expression of self-respect. The invisible foundation of health. Real health is less about diets or gym hours and more about how we treat ourselves when no one is watching. Each choice to rest, to eat with intention, to move, to disconnect, reflects something deeper than discipline. It reflects dignity in motion. Integrity is everything. It's the most lucrative asset you could ever have. James Chestnut, a chiropractor, functional medicine expert, and researcher who has spent decades studying the gap between knowing and doing, told the Epoch Times. It is a lack of integrity that is the cause of all human strife. What Chestnut calls integrity, Letitia experienced as a new form of self-trust, the invisible force that turned healthy routines into self-respect rituals. Her shift was not simply about health routines, but about realigning her daily life with deeper personal values. Such alignment matters more than most people realize. Research connects authenticity, acting in line with personal values, with measurable improvements in stress regulation, immune health, and emotional stability. Scientists have found that when personal values and daily actions align, health measurably improves over time. Acting in line with what matters most activates the brain's reward and motivation systems, boosting satisfaction and making healthy behaviors easier to sustain. The reverse is equally true. Studies have shown that when routines repeatedly clash with values, chronic stress, emotional depletion, and burnout become far more likely. Mindset and behavior are inseparable, Chestnut said. What we believe shapes the choices we make, and you cannot change your health unless you are willing to change what you do. When dignity and health intersect. Dignity isn't just about outward behavior or how others see us. It's deeply tied to how we see and honor ourselves each day. When we act in alignment with our true values, living authentically and with self-respect, we affirm that we are worthy of care. Psychologists often talk about two sides of dignity, how we see ourselves, dignity of self, and how others treat us, dignity in relation, a distinction also reflected in mental health research. As Letitia discovered, physical depletion often mirrors a dignity depletion, the slow erosion that comes from living in ways disconnected from your values. Before she returned to dance classes, she'd been dragging herself through back-to-back meetings, then coming home too depleted to cook. She started defaulting to late-night emailing and phone scrolling instead of the activities that once anchored her life. Over time, she watched friendships fade, her creativity at work flatten, and her sense of joy narrow until she felt almost nothing but deadline pressure. Major bodily changes, such as fatigue, pain, or loss of mobility, can chip away at dignity when they prevent a person from living the roles that give their life meaning. Caring for the body through habits such as eating well, moving regularly, and protecting sleep helps it carry dignity by supporting independence, connection, and participation in what matters most. Research in lifestyle medicine has found that when personal goals match daily habits in a supportive environment, health changes last longer and run deeper. When movement, food, stress reduction, and rest align with what truly matters to us. Studies link these patterns with better physical and mental health, lower disease risk, and stronger resilience. Even a few meaningful lifestyle shifts, anchored in personal purpose, can significantly reduce the burden of illness. Put simply, dignity is the feeling that you matter and deserve respect. When your daily choices reflect that belief, they become a powerful driver of lasting health. Authenticity and integrity are the two qualities that protect our sense of dignity. How to build dignity for lasting health? Building dignity isn't an abstract goal. It's a daily practice rooted in small, intentional choices. Your choices are the single greatest variable determining your level of health or sickness, Chestnut said. As you start to make small good choices, you develop that self-control that allows you to make bigger good choices. Here's how to begin. Define your values. Dignity begins with clarity. Reflect on what truly matters and write down your core values. What are the non-negotiables you want to live by each day? Periodic self-reflection helps ensure your choices align with your principles, strengthening integrity, authenticity, and dignity of self. Set boundaries and speak up. Boundaries are dignity in action. They teach others how to treat you. Assert your needs kindly but firmly, whether at work, in health settings, or in relationships. Saying no to what feels wrong is a key way to protect your dignity and build self-respect. It's where dignity of self meets dignity in relation. When you honor your inner standards, you invite others to do the same. Practice self-respect. Once your values and boundaries are clear, bring them to life through daily action. Engage in routines that honor your strengths and preferences, maintain personal grooming, allow yourself rest, and pursue goals that matter to you. When circumstances challenge your dignity, find small ways to assert control, like making decisions about your schedule or appearance. Each act reinforces how you see yourself and how others see and respond to you. Surround yourself with respectful support. Dignity also thrives in connection. Build a network of friends, caregivers, and colleagues who recognize and affirm your worth. Healthy, respectful relationships buffer you against stress, boost resilience, and remind you that you matter. Your sense of worth is continually reflected in how others listen to, include, and stand by you. Communicate authentically. Express your true feelings and opinions openly while listening to others with empathy and respect. Honest, genuine communication cultivates deeper connections and affirms self-worth for everyone involved. When each person is heard and responded to with consideration, mutual dignity is reinforced. Embrace imperfection. Accept mistakes and limitations as natural parts of the human experience. Treat yourself with kindness during setbacks, knowing that striving for integrity, not perfection, is at the heart of living in dignity. A compassionate stance allows you to grow and change without harsh self-judgment. Seek environments that uphold respect. Choose workplaces, communities, and healthcare providers that prioritize autonomy, privacy, and meaningful involvement in decisions. By selecting environments that honor your voice and boundaries, you actively nurture dignity in relation and reduce the likelihood of feeling unseen or dismissed. Self-love as daily dignity. Chestnut wrote in his book, Live Right for Your Species Type, that genuine well-being doesn't come from quick fixes, but from alignment between biology, values, and routine. He recommends a simple daily approach: eat well, move well, and think well. You cannot drug the human body into a state of wellness, he noted. True wellness stems from daily choices aligned with our genetic requirements and personal values, reinforced by supportive routines and environments. Acts of daily care that nurture your nervous system and honor your time and energy are forms of self-love and expressions of dignity. Every choice you make about food, movement, and rest reflects the inner belief that you are worthy of care. Self-love becomes visible in how you care for your body, the boundaries you set, the meals you choose, and the rest you prioritize. Self-care habits are not luxuries. They're how we express our best selves and protect long-term well-being. When these habits reflect our real priorities, they stop feeling like chores and become self-respect in action. Dignity is not a passive feeling, but a daily practice sustained through authentic choices that express worth, connection, and care for the body that makes those choices possible. Ask yourself, What is one small change you can make today to help you feel more grounded and supported in your self-respect?